Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. You can check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. And I know Dr. Braccio's getting fired up. He's a huge Michigan State football fan, and he'll get to go to work this Friday night. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm in a great mood. I'm usually in a very good mood, but I'm even in a better one as we get ready for football.
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, I've been besieged by ticket requests like I'm a big cheese or something, so I'm scrambling looking for family and friends. Yeah, even for these games against opponents who aren't the big names, Dr. B, when you're a winner, everybody wants to be around you.
I agree. And I also have one other thing. This Thursday, my daughter's due to have our third grandchild, so that would even be a great beginning to the football weekend. Oh, how does that sound?
How about that? I think Anthony would be a fine name if it's a boy.
I must say that is a good name.
Dr. Braccio, let's talk about something that can affect us socially as well as professionally. As you know, we have a lot of business owners and managers that are in our audience, a lot of politicians, a lot of leaders. And sometimes jealousy can really put a damper on productivity.
Well, it sure can. It's, you know, Shakespeare's green-eyed monster. You know, I think what happens, people really confuse doing the right thing, caring for people, trying to do things right, and they end up being jealous, they end up being petty, they end up really destroying what they want in a company. They can destroy the company by undermining its ability to achieve. In a relationship, they can really destroy the love and the caring that they're really aiming at. And what happens, a lot of people feel vulnerable, people feel insecure, a lack of control, and maybe even abandonment when they were younger. So what they do, they try to control the situation. And they often see things that really aren't even there. Like, let's say you're in a system where you're working. If you see someone really succeeding, rather than really wanting to work with that person, learn what they're doing, we can become jealous of their success. You could say envious, you know, become jealous. So as a result, we may undermine the person, not give information, or basically be unhappy. As we watch a happier person succeeding moving forward, and that's really very, very destructive to the person themselves and to the friend, to the person they love, or to a colleague in a system. So I think what we need to do is work on ourselves, try to realize why we might be feeling jealous, and try to find ways to really make ourselves happy and realize that you're generally not going to make enemies by helping people. You may run into situations where people don't have gratitude and they still may be jealous or envious of you. But as a whole, being the team player, working hard, doing the best you can do, that's really going to get you ahead, and it's going to get over feelings of insecurity, feelings of abandonment, feelings that no one cares or wants to help you. I'm really always amazed how we'll take in relationships, how a person will destroy the love that they want from the other person, that they have for the person, by just being jealous for no reason at all, kind of a possessiveness. You looked at that person, or what are you doing, or you don't love me enough, you don't care enough, you care for other people, this type thing, and feeling very, very negative. And what we really need to do in all aspects of our life, whether it's with our friends, with our family, with our loved person, our partner, or in our work relationships, it's really try to succeed and be the best that we can be versus being jealous of someone that we perceive as being more successful, luckier than we are, got a different training that's moving them forward, or even is a favorite of the boss. We just have to be the best that we can be and work on trying to find good in others. You'll find another thing. You generally are going to have good relationships if you're finding good in them. If you're looking for negativity, boy, you'll find more that you want. If you add jealousy on top of the negativity, it can lead to a very, very destructive and very, very unhappy life for you and those that you encounter.
If we manage, if we work with someone who could be a great person otherwise, could be a valuable commodity to our company, how do we help them change that behavior?
I think we have to talk to the person, and we have to really pretty much try to help them become more realistic. Like if someone comes into the manager and says, you know, that Chucky really is annoying. You know, Chucky thinks he's better than everybody else, and he puts everybody down. And I don't know if I continue working with that person. That's when you have to sit down and say, look, you're Mary or you're Billy or whatever it is, and your job is to do the best you can. If you do your job and you model good behavior, you're going to have a better impact on Chucky, okay? But if you start really disliking Chucky, giving Chucky a hard time, start backbiting on Chucky, then one, you're not going to be good in our system, and two, you're really coming in and saying, I'm fired if you're doing things like that. Your job is to do the best you can. I will manage the situation and deal with Chucky, but at this point, Chucky's sales are up, Chucky is working with the community, Chucky is well-liked. If you're jealous for that, then that is unfortunate, but your job is maybe to pick up some skills from Chucky versus being angry at Chucky. And I think that you'd have to be that point blank. If you're running a system that has a profit motive and is based on a service, you can't have people fighting amongst themselves, and you can't all of a sudden be functioning more like the manager or complaining about the manager, because you're basically, you ought to just look in the mirror and say, I'm fired, versus becoming negative, antagonistic, and causing problems in the workplace. On the other hand, if you have something to offer and you're not listened to, then that is the time you have to look for a new system and a new place for you.
And you know, Dr. Braccio, I never could understand jealousy because since I was a wee kid, I always liked hanging around people that were better than me and whatever we were doing, that were smarter, that were successful. I guess I liked being around successful people. I also liked to learn, and I thought it was fun being around those people. There is a good friend of mine, Ed Harden, who's the vice president of sales for McLaren Health Plan, and I haven't seen him in weeks, but I know Ed is busting his backside, and whenever I'm around that guy, I learn something, and it reminded me of a good friend, Kerry Keaton, who says when it comes to people who may be more successful to you or who may be successful people, don't hate, appreciate, and congregate, and what he meant is make sure you hang around folks like that.
Listen, I completely agree. My dad always said, go with those that know more than you do and even pay their way, and you're going to get ahead. If you want to be a bum, run around with bums. If everybody thinks that's true. That's what makes you a likable guy, too, Tony. It's why you enjoy people, enjoy talking to them, because you're not jealous by them. If you see someone who has a skill set different than you or maybe even an ability that you don't have, you can appreciate that and encourage them to do their best and be happy and proud for them. You're never going to be getting ahead by disliking somebody else. That's just a negative. It just doesn't work. So go with those that know more. Learn from everybody you meet. Try to be the best you can be, and don't compare. If you compare yourself, then you can get jealous, because you'll find 50 traits you have. You can find 50 individuals that might be better than each one of them. But when they're all done, you're not Tony Conley, you're not John Braccio, you're not Chuck Charles. I mean, you are basically, you're who you are. So enjoy who you are and do the best you can do and make the world better. If you're a spouse, which you and I have, and we have children, grandchildren, the idea will be, you will have a grandchildren down the way. Those are the fun things and the wonderful things of life. They're the relationship issues. They're the things that move us ahead, whether it's work and family. So we just have to enjoy ourselves, kick out the green-eyed monster, as Shakespeare called jealousy, and just be the best we can. Because if they're incompatible, love and jealousy, or caring and jealousy, they're incompatible feelings. So you've got to get rid of the negativity.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out Dr. B's website at drjohnb.com. Thanks so much, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, Tony. Go green.